Chapter 2 Blake was only a couple of sips into his drink when the wail of sirens reached annoyingly loud decibels, then suddenly cut off, announcing the arrival of the Brook Ridge Police Department. The others went into the hall to greet them. Lexi stayed back, hidden in the room, biding her time before she had to face him. Maybe he wouldn't be the one to investigate this? For a moment she felt hope. Or was it disappointment? She wasn't sure which, and didn't have much time to explore her feelings before a familiar voice came booming through the house. Detective Jack Perillo. Lexi had met Jack earlier in the summer when her ex-boyfriend had been poisoned with cupcake tops from her bakery. Jack had been the lead investigator in the murder. Lexi had been a suspect. Her bakery had been closed down. In order to clear herself, she had been forced to do some investigating of her own, causing their paths to cross under a variety of circumstances. The two had a strong attraction to each other from the start. After the case was over, they had started dating. Everything was going great. They had become very close over the past several months. Lexi was even entertaining thoughts of Jack being the one. Until a couple of weeks ago, when Jack mysteriously stopped calling and answering her calls. All she had gotten in the past week and a half were a couple of unromantic text messages. It didn't help matters that Jack was her neighbor. She had a clear view of his house from her kitchen window, allowing her to see his comings and goings whenever she chose. Lexi had become so angry at the non-responsive detective, she had shut her kitchen blinds, refusing to open them. She didn't care what Detective Jack Perillo was doing or who he was doing it with. The last person Lexi wanted to see was Jack, but it didn't seem like she had much of a choice now. Fortifying herself with a deep breath, she marched into the hallway, hoping she didn't react like a silly female and get all emotional. Having a fight with your sometimes boyfriend at the scene of a murder hardly seemed like proper etiquette. Lexi turned the corner into the foyer. She stood in the entryway, her petite 5'1" frame dwarfed by the much larger detectives and Tolliver boys. Against her will, her eyes immediately sought out Jack. He looked over at her, his warm, honey-brown eyes registering surprise, a smile forming on the corners of his lips. Lexi's stomach flip-flopped, her mind whirling with a dizzying array of emotions, which had nothing to do with discovering a dead body less than an hour ago. Excitement, nervousness, lust, and most strongly, anger. Lexi. Jack seemed genuinely happy to see her, which added another emotion to her repertoire. Confusion. Jack looked across the foyer at Lexi. Her simple t-shirt and jeans showed off her curvy, petite figure. His heart swelled at the sight of her shoulder-length, mink-brown hair pulled back in a ponytail, made her bright green eyes seem even bigger than usual. Jack pulled his thoughts back to the matter at hand before things other than his heart started to swell. What are you doing here? What was she doing here? Jack looked around at the Tolliver boys, tall, rich, and handsome. He felt an uncustomary pang of jealousy stab him in the chest. Then he realized he was being ridiculous. He was sure she wasn't there socially because, after all, they were dating pretty seriously. Jack didn't think Lexi was the type to have another boyfriend on the side. Suddenly, Jack realized he had been so wrapped up in his latest case that he hadn't talked to Lexi in several days, maybe even weeks. I was delivering pastries here this morning. Jack felt a surge of relief. She discovered the body, Blake offered. Speaking of which, one of the detectives piped in, can you show us where it is? Blake led the group to the kitchen. The team immediately sprang into action. In a matter of minutes, the kitchen resembled a scene from CSI. After inspecting the body, Jack turned his attention to the Tolliver brothers, who were standing off to the side next to Lexi.
Are you the sons of the deceased?
Blake snorted out a laugh.
Hardly.
He pointed over at the body.
Justine Johnson was going to be our new stepmommy. Our dad was marrying her next week.
Jack felt his eyebrows rise. Neither one of them looked too upset the marriage would never happen.
So, you're the Tolliver sons then? Blake and Bronson, is it?
Blake nodded.
I'm Blake,
then pointed to his brother. And this is Bronson.
Do you both live here?
Yes,
Blake answered for both of them.
And you were home this morning?
They both nodded.
Who was present when the body was discovered?
Lexi raised her hand.
Just me.
Jack signaled to his long-haired, lanky partner, John Darling, who was bending over the body, pointing out something to one of the technicians. John looked over at them, his eyebrows arching when he noticed Lexi.
Hey, Lexi, what are you doing here?
She discovered Ms. Johnson, Jack explained. Maybe you could get a statement from Blake and Bronson Tolliver? I'll take Lexi's.
John nodded, turning his attention on the Tolliver brothers. Jack pulled Lexi over into a private corner.
Are you okay? It must have been awful for you, finding her like that.
He reached out for her, pulling her into a soothing hug.
It was like hugging a stiff board. Jack realized he had been a bit selfish lately. Wrapped up in his latest case, he hadn't made any time for Lexi, thinking that she would just automatically understand.
A pang of regret ripped through him. He pulled her even closer, hoping he hadn't ruined things with her by being so dedicated to his job. Lexi felt a rush of emotions. The morning had been stressful. It felt good to have Jack's strong arms around her. She let herself relax into his embrace for a few seconds. She thought she heard him whisper,
"I'm sorry."
Then Lexi remembered why she was mad at him. She pushed herself away, wriggling out of his arms. The past 2 weeks, she had felt hurt and anger at Jack's lack of attention. She didn't need him coming to the rescue now. She looked up at him, her heart clenching at the look of confusion in his eyes.
"I'm fine," she managed to say.
Lexi watched him take a well-worn notebook and pencil out of his pocket.
"I'll have to ask you a few questions."
"Of course."
"What time did you arrive here?"
Lexi bit the inside of her lip, trying to think back through the time frame of the morning. She had left the bakery at around 8:10, making the trip to the mansion in 15 minutes easy.
"Around 8:25, she answered.
"Who was here?"
"It was the strangest thing. No one was here. I knocked on the door and it swung open on its own. I had a big tray of Danish, so I brought them in."
Lexi didn't like the way Jack's brow furrowed. Surely he wasn't doubting her story. She noticed, with annoyance, that her eye was starting to twitch again. She made an effort not to poke at it with her finger.
"And you didn't think it was odd? No one was around? You just walked right in?"
"Yes, I did think it was odd, but I just figured they were all getting ready for the party. They knew I was coming, so I just thought they left the door open so I could find my own way in without disturbing them."
Jack nodded, scratching something in his notebook.
"So you were delivering food for some party. How do you know these people?"
"Nans knows Xavier Tolliver from her younger days. She helped me get the catering job for their whole wedding shindig," Lexi said, wondering what Nans, her grandmother, was going to think of all this.
"Speaking of Xavier Tolliver, where is he?"
Jack asked, looking around the room. Lexi's brows knit together.
"I haven't seen him yet this morning."
Jack turned to walk back to the other room, motioning for her to stay put. Naturally, she did no such thing. Something about the body had been nagging at her, and she wanted to go back to take a peek. Lexi slipped around the edges of the kitchen, stopping near where Chastine lay on the floor. She felt a twinge looking at her,
But she couldn't say she was sad Chastine was dead. The woman had been quite beautiful, but had a nasty disposition that made it impossible to like her. A sparky blonde of about 45, she was, of course, much younger than Xavier. Rumor had it, she was only marrying him for his money, and Lexi didn't doubt it was true. The woman had expensive taste, and it would take all of Tolliver's millions to keep her in style. The few times Lexi had seen her, she'd been dressed in designer outfits, wearing expensive jewelry. There was one pin Lexi had admired in particular. The pin! That's what had been nagging at her. Chastine always wore an expensive pin, a daisy with a very unusual canary yellow cushion-cut diamond in the center. But Lexi hadn't noticed the pin on the body this morning. Lexi shuffled closer to the body. Slowly, she bent over to look at the lapels of the fuchsia silk shirt. She felt her breath catch in her throat. The right lapel had a tear in it, as if someone had ripped the pin right off her.
Lexi?
Jack's voice interrupted her from across the room. She straightened abruptly, wobbling on her high heels, almost toppling onto the body. She looked over at him, eyebrows raised.
We're not quite done here, he said, motioning for her to join him.
Lexi picked her way over to him. He was standing with John and Blake. Blake was explaining that his father normally slept in, so he wouldn't be around this time of morning. He had sent Bronson upstairs to wake him. Suddenly, the air was split with an anguished wail.
Looks like Bronson has given Dad the news,
Blake said, raising his glass to his lips and swigging down the rest of his drink.